Molly Sizer opens up the trailer hatches on top of her red International Eagle 18-wheeler. It's empty now, but soon it'll hold 50,000 pounds of sand. We're outside of a loading facility in Odessa, Texas, where sand being transported in by rail from the Midwest and other parts of the state is being offloaded. We climb back into the cab and get in line behind several other trucks waiting to load up under the silos before hauling the sand off to oil well sites. Molly got her start trucking a couple of years ago.
I realized that it was really quick schooling, and so therefore I was in the workforce really quick and out there making money in a very short period of time.
She hauls frac sand, a key ingredient in the hydraulic fracturing process. It's pumped underground, along with a mixture of water and chemicals, to make fractures in the earth, which allow oil and gas to flow to a well. Joseph Tripke is founder of research firm Infill Thinking. He says these days, looking at the amount of sand pumped per well in the Permian may be a better way to track oil field activity than counting rigs.
So now it's not just about drilling as many wells as we can. We're actually drilling fewer wells than we used to, but it's about touching more of the rock underground.
Transporting sand long distances is expensive. It can cost up to 3 times the price of the material itself. Some producers hope that soon, the sand that truckers like Molly haul to their wells will be locally sourced. And the Permian Basin may continue to see more job openings, accompanying what some are referring to as the sand gold rush.
The more sand that you put in these wells, the better the wells are.
That's Clint Walker with the Permian Basin Petroleum Association.
And where that diminishing return point is, we don't know. But more sand equals better wells.
Walker says that until recently, the industry favored coarse grain sand in the fracking process, mostly from the Midwest. But when oil prices plummeted a couple of years ago, producers began experimenting to find more efficient and cheaper ways to get oil out of the ground. They found, at least in some formations, using finer sand at higher and higher volumes seems to push out more oil. This shift in industry thinking means the West Texas dunes are suddenly of great interest. The area's first and so far only operating mine opened on July 31st at a former dune recreation site outside of the town of Kermit. At least a dozen other companies have announced plans to open mines in the area. Joseph Tripke at Infill Thinking says it's too soon to say whether the market is big enough.
There is a question out there, is if we do produce it, will they come, right? Will they actually buy it and pump it just because it's there and cheap?
Tripke estimates that if all of those mines begin operation, they could produce as much as 55 million tons of sand next year. Right now, Texas wells use about 17 million tons per year. That's a lot of extra sand, which raises the question, how serious are these sand mining companies?
You know, a lot of times, you know, companies will report, you know, that they're establishing these sand mines, and a lot of it's just to position themselves versus other companies in competing for resource space.
Brent Elliott is a researcher at the UT Bureau of Economic Geology. He notes that less than half of the companies staking territory in the Permian Dunes have filed the required permits. He has much lower estimates of local capacity and demand, and he wants to see more test results to judge whether this fine sand will work for Permian producers.
I'm still not completely on board with using the Kermit sands as a frac sand, because not all sand is created equal.
Elliott says that the northern white sands from the Midwest that producers have used for years are, geologically speaking, much older than the Permian sand. They've withstood the test of time through life cycles of erosion, making them more durable. But sand from the Midwest is expensive, and sand mining has raised environmental concerns in that region. The West Texas dunes pose a different problem. Dr. Steve Schafersman is an oil field geologist. He says the dunes are an isolated and unique ecosystem.
There's a tremendous diversity of wildlife, of all sorts of plants and animals that are unique because they're adapted to live in the dunes. That's their home. They can't live anywhere else.
Among them is the dune sagebrush lizard, a rare species that came close to an endangered listing at the onset of fracking in the Permian. The listing was fought off successfully by the oil industry, but the removal of the lizard's habitat will give environmentalists a stronger edge to protect the dunes in court in the face of an impending sand boom. For Marfa Public Radio, I'm Sally Beauvais.